Number one sports betting show, come out with Pat McAfee, Corbin, and Thunderdome. I am Toe Dix.
And I'm Aaron Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a beard one.
Right.
Canadian Tony.
Is that a hype shirt?
This one?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Good shirt. Just
keep going.
Pretty. No, I know, but like, is it a...
It's For the Homies Ventures, yeah. LLC.
So definitely a hype shirt.
Yeah. A project from my boy Mike. For the Homies Ventures, my LLC.
This ain't a war, homie.
That's just Mike. That ain't Mike Stud. That's just Mike.
That's just Mike.
Okay.
Keep going.
This ain't a war, homie.
This ain't no war, homie.
Bruce, you want to try again?
Damn, homie.
Almost missed it. Yeah. But you got it.
Do you want to get another one?
Man, homie.
No, don't. He doesn't want to fucking overload.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, Bruce?
Tell him, Bruce. What is going on?
We got fucking Thursday Night Football.
Boom.
We got the MLB playoff.
Boom.
The New York Liberty are about to stage the greatest comeback in WNBA Finals history.
They look pretty dead so far, Bruce.
And the hockey season.
Oh, yeah. Starts tonight.
After two warm-up
nights. Starts tonight.
Actually
the
starts.
The big boys take the ice tonight.
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 The bread man shaved his head.
What? Do your guys two bad teams play?
Texas Hockey's about to put it on the St. Louis Blues tonight, Mike.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah. And what's his name's going to score a goal in his first game at home for the Stars?
I can't wait for another great regular season from the Dallas Stars.
We literally got knocked out in like the semis of the playoffs.
That's what I mean.
What's your deal?
What is your deal?
Oh, no. Tony, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, how does F's in the chat?
God damn it.
Those are probably our best run we've had in years.
That was the
chat. Dubs.
We will do hockey.
Hell yeah.
We will do other things. But first, NFL's king, right, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Unless it's regular season baseball with like five games left. And then you can't do that.
Tonight, Broncos, Chiefs, 10.5 and an 11 out there. So do that with what you will.
This is gross.
The game?
Awesome. Yeah. The spread, the line, everything.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it.
I love it.
I originally was like... Can I find give me a Chiefs offensive prop? Because the Broncos, 32nd against the run, 32nd against the pass.
Okay.
Windy.
Those are not good. There's some wind.
16-mile-per-hour winds at kick and sustained throughout the contest.
16 to 20, yeah.
Yep.
And that's more than the 10 to 15 threshold of not mattering.
Personally, I can't trust anybody on the Chiefs. Because you never know what they're fucking going to do.
Right? You think you know what one man's going to
do? Yeah, I think you can trust Pacheco's number 10.
Getting in the fucking...
Yeah, he was supposed to get it week one. And then
no, he wasn't. That was CAH revenge game, dude.
Against who?
Fucking everybody who talks shit on him, dude.
Well, he didn't do anything. Yeah. And then Pacheco had a comment. So I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
The wind will play into mine a little bit.
Andy?
No. The... Chiefs actually have the fifth best pass defense in yards per pass. Denver actually pretty good yards because, Russ has been improved this year, but their defense is fucking terrible. I'm actually going to go under for Russ. It's low. I'm seeing 217. If I can find another one,
Where are you at?
Uni usually has pretty good numbers.
Let me see if I can find a different one on Uni.
I had 234 early in the day, though.
Really?
Brought that down.
Holy fuck.
234 would have been a lot better.
Late to the party.
Yeah.
217.
What's Mahomes at for you? Because that was at like 270. It's probably down.
I'm seeing Mahomes 272.5.
I'm just gonna shoehorn my bet in while you're sitting there, Tony. Pacheco Tud with Chiefs money line -130. Thank you very much.
Okay.
That certainly plays. I do believe that Pacheco is a lock to find the pay dirt as well. I also like Russ just to run for over 19.5. Ooh, he was getting loose last week. And when a fire starts to burn, it starts to spread. I will say this.
Okay.
The Chiefs on the look ahead were laying 10.5.
Okay. That's what they're still in.
At this moment, they're still laying the 10.5 with a questionable, I know it's a low ankle, a questionable, perhaps slightly limited Travis Kelce, and an underperforming group.
Where are you going?
He's pulling the trigger. You know what Bruce is doing.
I'm awesome. On the Broncos plus 10.5. I think they keep it within a score. I do. I think the offense is improved. And the defense, while it has sucked, I still can't fully wrap my head around them sucking as bad as they have. But they'll probably keep sucking right in my eye hole. But I'm going to back the Broncos tonight.
The thing with the defending the Chiefs, you don't have to worry about the deep ball anymore.
Yeah.
Until you do.
Do you? Who's going to catch it?
But with this win.
Yes, I guess.
What happened? I thought you guys said they had a future Hall of Famer at wideout.
Tony?
Yeah.
He's just early season struggles. He'll figure it out, but he's not a deep ball guy, really.
It's a gadget.
I found a mitt earlier today. It was 226.5 at 10:45 a.m. I saw the Russ like over under
5 a.m. Fucking good workout in.
I found a 219.5, so I'll go with that one.
All
right. Right now for the under on Russ passing.
You guys want the tea leaf trend of the day?
Oh, can't wait.
Hell yeah.
The wind is taking this total below 49. The Chiefs are 27-0 with a total below 49
straight up, or
19, 27-0 straight up, 19-8 at the spread.
Okay,
ooh. Wow.
Okay, I like it.
I like it,
but I'm fading that. So
okay,
all right.
Anything else for tonight?
No, that's enough of that game.
Okay,
I'm laying the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody's got to do it.
With what? What are you laying?
10.5.
Ooh.
I'm just taking the number. I like it. I might buy it to 10. Get 130.
I was looking around earlier. You get 9.5 for minus 129 at FanDuel.
Oh.
Or you get 10 even for minus 130 at DK. I don't know why you would do that.
This is just a personal thing. I feel like I've never won a bet where I lay 9.5. Just it's like my cursed number.
Yeah.
It's funny, that you say
especially
that.
Especially in college.
I think I actually agree
100%. Like something especially about seeing that 9 just does. I'm more
I don't see how I can. I think
because it's like you're like, 10.5. Don't want to lay that. I'm going to buy it to 9.5 minus 140, and then I lose every single time.
I think you're 100%.
But it's more college. It's much more college.
Speaking of, did you do that on purpose?
Transition.
That's great stuff. Ooh.
Did you do that on purpose?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Two. Utah.
Give me two.
Two college football games tonight. Oh, sorry. Fully forgot last night. 101 in college for me. New Mexico won. FIU stinks. Everyone, we're all good on that one.
Yeah, 1-1.
Okay. Baseball, Phillies, boom.
Astros, boom.
Shouldn't have taken the Dodgers.
Dodgers are dead. Boom.
Hate to see it.
Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman didn't get a hit.
I feel like they weren't talked about at all this year. So I don't know if you like in the past they were like taught like.
Yeah, it is just as a Yankee fan who's had similar.
Dodgers kind of flew under the radar.
Dodgers are just a tired act, really.
Yeah, yeah. When you got Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, the core.
You got none of the same players.
Not getting a fucking hit.
Yeah, they still got Mookie.
You're screwed.
To me.
Croatia's down to
Turkey. Yeah, no Turkey. Shit, Bruce. What the fuck is this?
What? How much time we got?
Just started the second half.
Oh, let me see who's
what
on.
What about Hajduk?
What about fucking Hajduk?
I'm a Hajduk. So
we're going to lose to Turkey on a fucking.
What's the score?
Thursday night.
Let me see the lineup here.
All right. WVU is in Houston. WVU is a 3-point road favorite. There was only one way I was going on this one. Both offenses kind of stink.
What? Well, with Maioko out, yes.
WVU definitely likes to run the ball.
Oh, yeah.
What did I tell you, Mitt? 110 passing yards a game, I believe, for WVU.
Yeah, that was a bad stat.
50 is a pretty high total in my eyes. To be honest, a real high total in my eyes. So I will take under 50 tonight in WVU and Houston.
I'm on the WVU Mountaineers on the money line, please.
Yeah, I don't love laying 3 here
on the road
on a Thursday, but I'll join you on the Mountaineers money line because when the climb starts, it's tough to stop, and Neil Brown has these boys rowing the boat in the right direction.
Make Hell that yeah, 3 brother. For Neil Brown and the Fighting Mountaineers and the run game and the defense on the money line.
So you guys are on the Mountaineers.
Yeah.
Money line.
And I'm on the under.
Yep.
And then, speak of the devil, it shall appear. Give me SMU laying 9.5 by the points.
Those are 12.
Yeah, no, I know.
I got nothing.
It's just the exact scenario we were talking about.
SMU, ECU, I will stay away.
Yeah, no thanks.
Me too.
I'm out.
Baseball. Oh, baseball. Who's getting in front of the Phillies pizzazz train now? Would anybody like to come forward and take the Braves?
I would assume Spencer Strider will be that man.
I like Phillies full game plus 1.5.
Yep, I do too. I do kind of think that stealing two from the Braves with Ranger Suarez and the Funky
Bunch asking a lot
would be crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean,
think Strider, we could end up in like a Cueto situation with Strider here.
He's not that, you know, he's not that scary for sure.
You think Strider's going to just drop the ball in the mouth?
This Phillies crowd is fucking bananas.
Oh, you think the guy who has the most strikeouts in the league this year?
Yeah, a long time ago, dude.
He's 20-5.
Yeah, what's his ERA in the playoffs? Like 5?
Well, in his one start, he gave up, went 7 and gave up 1.
He was limping into the postseason a bit.
Yeah, he's limping around.
You guys.
Is he not? Rattled it off.
Oh, no, limping in?
Yeah, regular season, end of the year.
Yeah, he gave up 3 in his last 3 starts.
Yeah, that's terrible. He is a dog, but I just, the mojo is just, there's too much, man. I would love to take the Braves. I'd love to see the Braves make this a series. Would be sweet. But I just, what's happening in Philly right now, I don't think anybody's stopping it. And I think that's both sides of the fucking.
Yeah. 330 still isn't that bad on the World Series price.
There's only one thing that will stop the mojo, and that's Spencer Strider.
You on it?
Oh, yeah.
First 5 full.
Give me the Braves first 5.
All right.
Against Ranger.
Maybe we both get to the window.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Maybe.
I would love
to see this Braves win by 1. I'd love to see this series go on because I think it's the best series we're going to get. So let's hope Strider can, you know, show some heart out there.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope.
Okay.
But if Ranger Suarez fucking deals again.
I'll take the loss. I will gladly take the loss.
Is it fucking cold in here, Bruce?
You're as cold as ice. Willing to sacrifice our love. Ladies and gentlemen, now approaching the bench. Nicky Skate.
Hey, baby, Nick.
Oldie but goodie there.
It's good.
Yeah, you've used it.
Oh, don't fucking poo-poo me.
Oh, I mean.
Oh, poo-poo me, Bruce.
We're night 3 and you're already using oldies.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody else would like,
I feel like this is a lack,
mantle of the bit.
Classic.
No, did it yesterday.
A lack of respect for Nick.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Well, we know about that with Bruce. Guy cut the cake at my wedding.
what a callback.
He did.
It is actually fucking cold in here.
So cold.
Would you like to know why?
Because Bill keeps his bodies cold. Boom. In the back.
Inside info, Bill controls the thermostat for this room and his back room.
That explains why he was wearing that sheepskin fit today.
And he can't have the smell of his body's fucking wafting out into all the other areas, so he's got to keep it as cold as a fucking walk-in fridge.
It is chilly.
Yeah.
But it is.
We are on the ice.
We are on the ice. You
know? We are on the ice. So let's go there, okay?
Can we talk about last night first?
Yeah, we can.
Big night.
What are the Oilers doing?
You tell me, bro.
Why the fuck is Campbell starting over Stu's skin on opening night? What did I miss?
I was not thrilled about that either. Gumpy and I both had them.
I texted Nick because we had a parlay, and as soon as I saw fucking Campbell, I texted Nick 3 times, abort, 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 abort.
And we did.
The fucking Cougars boat raced them, dude. 8-1.
That's impressive for the Cougars, too. Even still, like, Campbell's in, we get it, but like McDavid, Dreisaitl, the talent on that Oilers team, and they just got smacked in the mouth by the Cougars.
And fucking Demko puked in his mask.
Yeah, what was that about?
That's fucking sweet. That Cougars team's got moxie this year.
You're all in on them.
I think
I've never seen you like this.
I think they have the right
They're at Gusto?
Their playoffs are bust in my eyes.
Okay.
Where is Vancouver in Canada?
Yeah.
That's where Gumpy lives.
Right. Oh. I live in Victoria. It's a hour and 45 minute ferry ride.
Okay. Hometown team.
You could say that.
It is.
I mean, I hated them when I lived there because all the fans are marks. Kind of like the Seahawks.
Well, who are you going to root for? The Victoria Vacuums?
No, we had the Victoria Salsa fucking proud club.
The salsa?
Oh, yeah.
As in like
dude, when
chips
they,
and salsa?
Oh, yeah. Every time it was a chip with the salsa down the thing on the tarp.
That's pretty
and
sick.
And every time they scored, it was, ay, chihuahua! That's some hot salsa! And everyone would fucking lose their...
Moderately racist for Canada standards.
But. No, they played Darude Sandstorm after. Is what they, I don't know what league it was, but man, we had a run with that squad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Let's go to tonight then. Rangers. Sabres. Favorite being the Rangers. -125 is your best odds.
Yep. Yep. Key matchup fact here is that the bread man shaved his head and... He's on
buzzed it or with a Bic?
Buzzed.
Okay. Well, big difference.
It was pretty tight buzz.
It was very tight.
Zero, no guard?
Yeah.
From a distance, you could confuse it with a Bic.
Okay. But wow. No sane human being does that if they have a full head of hair.
He did it for, I don't know why.
But if it's no guard, I understand.
He actually spoke about it and he said he was trying to shake all the bad juju.
Hell yeah.
Spirits.
Oh, this is a bad juju game?
Well, it's gone now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Give me the Rangers.
Boom.
So
first NHL better.
Boom.
Rangers are going to be good this year. No doubt about it. Igor Shesterkin's one of the best goalies in the league. Chris Kreider's going to score 30 like clockwork.
Sabres up and coming squad.
Sabres are an up and coming squad. I'm going to give them a chance tonight. I'm going to take Buffalo on the money line. They have a young stud goaltender. Devin, oh boy, is it Levy or Levi?
Levy.
So
is it Dan Levi's brother?
Could be. I don't know who Dan is.
There was a show. Which that show?
Oh, called? Schmidt's...
Up Schitt's Creek. Yeah, that one.
I watched that, yeah. I think.
The Canadian show.
Where they get out of jail.
Schitt's Creek.
Is that the...
Dan Levy.
Their family.
Eugene.
Eugene Levy with the eyebrows from American Pie. Yeah.
Any relation?
That's the one, right?
Any relation?
Could be related. I'm not going to rule it out.
Canada.
But he'll make his start tonight. He's a highly touted prospect for them. So we'll see what he's got. Give me the Sabres at home.
Is he more...
Home dogs.
Is he more highly touted than Buffalo Sabres forward...
Tage Thompson.
Tiger.
You forgot about Tiger. Yeah. You obviously got Tiger out there leading the boys. So Bruce is going to be worried then. It might be a bit of a sweat.
This is a tough match to start the season.
But didn't Bruce say someone on the...
Bruce said one of the most disrespectful things I've ever heard.
What did I do?
And he thought that fucking Kevin Hayes could hold a candle to Tage Thompson. Listen, Kevin Hayes was a damn good number two center in the league. Tage Thompson's a bona fide first line all-star winner.
No. Kevin Hayes is a borderline Hall of Famer. He's one of the best centers.
The team is I get it, Hayes. He bought you some Bud Lights at a bar in New York one time, okay?
No, he didn't.
12 step or...
He did not. That was at Bounce Sporting Club.
it was one of the two.
Bounce Sporting
Club. Man, did we have some nice
time. Gumpy, you would love
Bounce.
Oh. Sure, I would.
There is no human on this earth that would love Bounce more than Gumpy.
Yeah.
No, that's
a fact.
That
is what is it?
It's a nightclub.
Nightclub that's a sports bar.
But it's a sports bar. Oh, it's actually a guy who did a short stint in federal prison.
Rikers
for bookmaking. Came out, said, well, I can't be a bookie anymore, and started Bounce.
Smart.
Legend.
Yeah. Great place.
I'll be
there. Flyers, Blue Jackets. +105 is the best you can get for the Flyers. -115 for the Blue Jackets.
Torts revenge game here. Oh, I'm not going to take it, but I'm leaning towards Philly. I think they have an edge here. Columbus has kind of had a bit of a shit show.
Hired Babcock. Fired Babcock because he asked to see their phones.
Yeah, if you haven't been paying attention, they hired Mike Babcock, who was let go of Toronto. He, at one point, was the best coach in the NHL. A little tough on the younger players. Doesn't exactly relate to the younger generation.
Bully.
Yeah.
Kind of seems like a piece of
just
shit.
Just a big bully.
Had some player interviews to get to know the guys. Has to see their phone. Babcock went through their phones.
Yeah, AirPlay your camera roll now.
Yeah, so Babcock got the boot before the season even started. They promoted an assistant, Pascal Vincent. And now... they play host to the Philadelphia Flyers, who are in the midst of a rebuild. So a lot of young guys are going to be in the ice for both sides. I like the plus money with Philly. I'm not taking it, but I lean Philly.
Where is the old number 28 Philadelphia Flyer at?
Claude Giroux.
Claude Giroux, thank you.
Is he on the Devils?
No, he's back in Ottawa.
Oh, he's back in Ottawa.
Where is Hazy at?
Doesn't even know.
I don't know. I know him and Torts were not getting along great in Philly.
What's do? Oh,
shocker ahead. There.
I miss Torts. Great.
Wings are. Does anybody know? Oh, my phone's not working. Who the Wings play tonight?
The Wings play.
The Devils!
So bad.
Thank you, Gumby.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Dev, 60-minute money line. I got it at minus 140.
Yeah, mark me down for that as well.
Devs.
I worry about the Brinket on the Wings.
I think the Red Wings are going to be... don't tell Foxy this.
Nope.
I like this Red Wings.
They are definitely going to be better than they were...
Playoffs.
...last year. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You got Ottawa, you got Buffalo, and you got Red Wings all pushing for playoffs this year.
Blues are at Texas Hockey. $2.50. We're looking at $2 favorite here.
Stars, 60-minute line, and then... In his debut at home, put me down for Duchesne with a snipe plus 165.
Okay.
I'm going to ride with the lad on the Stars 60-minute money line.
I'm putting together a same-game parlay as well. I'll probably throw Seguin at plus 270 for a goal. Is also pretty.
What's pretty that good smell, number. Boys?
Uh-oh.
Somebody smoking crack?
Oh, no.
Are we smoking crack tonight, fellas?
We're not. I mean, do you want me to jump to that game?
It's at 8:10. You're not jumping anywhere.
I mean, we got the Wild fucking did it. Panthers. Panthers are wild. The eight. Fucking
Bruce.
Panthers.
What the fuck Panthers are you doing?
Went to the fucking Stanley Cup.
Jesus.
We're going to the Kraken.
I didn't jump.
Jeez.
Tony jumped. I'm going in order.
No. You're not.
I am, dude.
Does what world do you live in?
I mean, I do.
The Blues and the Stars are 8:10. Stars and the Kraken and the Predators.
Yes, you
think. Oh no!
I'm on.
That's not what I'm looking.
I'm looking at DK right now, and they are way down the list.
Yeah, me too.
I got Panthers Wild after Jackets Flyers.
Yeah, I got Panthers Wild after Blue Star.
So what are we on now? Panthers Wild?
Yeah.
I'm out on this game. I'm curious.
I'm taking the Wild at home.
Ooh. Kachuk dead.
No, but he's still
not playing, right?
I don't know what the deal is with him. I was taking him with or without him, but I mean, Florida in general's banged up. I know they got guys on the back end missing time from last year.
They lost some guys too.
They did, but
this is going to be one of those years for the Panthers where they way overachieved last year, and everyone's going to think they should do much better than they did. But people will forget they slid into that eighth spot to. Make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're still a solid team though, and Paul Maurice can work wonders with that roster.
PM, yeah,
I like Minnesota at home. They got good goaltending with Gustafsson, and
they got Big Rig.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, the Wild got Big Rig.
If we play the Wild in the playoffs,
and Kaprizov
is that
top 10 talent in the NHL?
Does the Big Rig's presence automatically make you think about a Stanley Cup future on the Wild? Just throw out everything.
Maybe else.
The Wild are good. We kicked the shit out of them.
They have a hard time getting out of the first couple rounds, but
they got. What happens when you play your fucking big brother?
Yeah, you give them a chance
when you play the real Minnesota team. The North.
Give them a chance,
you know?
Bruce.
Are you on the crack?
Are we smoking crack tonight, fellas?
I don't mind.
I don't know. Are you, Bruce?
This Preds team looked pretty good.
I've always wanted to.
Ryan O'Reilly seemed like he had the boys buzzing a bit. I'm out on this game.
You're out.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you something that can bring you back in, Gumpy.
No.
Just when I thought I was out.
I don't want to bet the Kraken.
They pull me back.
I'm not betting the Kraken.
What?
Jeez.
All rise for the Honorable Clyde! If this is your first show in a while... The coin makes games on 50-50 hockey games. The coin is an honorable of the coin. The coin is a coin that never misses. The coin is a coin that sees no colors, sees no prejudices. All the coin does is see hockey, respect the ice. Just like the boys that just came in. Thank you, boys.
Stick tap, boys.
Stick tap for the coin, boys. Tonight, the coin will be picking. Between the Kraken and Preds, minus 110, minus 110. Nick.
Seattle as the away team will be heads. Nashville will be tails.
Come on, Preds.
Whoa.
Yeah, the coin's on ice this year, boys.
Whoa.
That thing's bouncing.
It's a long
Preds.
Quest.
Preds. Tails. Nashville Predators.
Yes. At home. Yes.
Six apps. Does anybody have anything to say? Well, Connor broke the mic, so.
Go hockey. Go hockey.
Go Red Wings. Let's go.
Red Wings suck. But
go Red Wings.
Thank you, boys. Talk. Good to see you.
Maybe Talk.
Red Wings suck.
Who is that guy?
Bill, please stay.
Also, who did we say we'd like to score tonight?
Pacheco.
Kaprizov and
we like Kaprizov in the wild game.
Yeah, give me Kaprizov and give me Jackie Aces and give me Jack Hughes because that's what I meant to say instead of Jackie Aces.
Bill, please stay.
Everton.
Can you fix the mic, please?
Yes, sir.
That helped. That helmet can't be on right.
Hey, man.
You look awesome.
What's wrong?
Hammer down is a bone to pick with Bill. You control the temperature in here?
What do you mean?
You control the temperature in here.
It's kind of like it's a weird thing. It controls the temperature in my office, which is five rooms away from
this office. If you're going to turn it down to 53 and wear what you're wearing.
It's actually on 66 heat right now.
So that you're going to be nice and warm. You should at least give us a heads up to wear our parkas today.
I'm just saying, if you want to go with the Columbia sales, 30% off at the local Meijer.
This guy's
a great deal.
Fucking Columbia tarps.
Thank you, Bill.
My code, Bill, for 5% off checkout.
Thank you, Bill. Is that helmet on backwards?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. It's just his big fat head.
Coin is on who? Preds. Home.
Coin is on Preds at home. I thought you, I'll be honest, I thought you guys were going to hate the new coin.
I love the new coin.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Did you search coin on ice?
No, we had to do an upgrade because I upgraded the phone.
Customize it?
And the old phone transferred everything over. Literally everything in my phone transferred over. Except for the coin app. The coin app did not update with the times. So I was unable to even get it on this phone.
But you found coin on ice?
Yes.
There's nothing better, actually.
Yeah. The coin made some upgrades this year.
We need to somehow be able to airplay the coin to our stream. So that
it went on the screen.
That would be cool.
That would be sweet.
Something about, well, I mean, I'll talk.
One workshop.
When we're figuring out.
I'll figure it out when I wallpaper the rest of this.
But ultimately, I know what's going to happen. The coin is going to. The coin may go on a bad run, and then you guys are all going to start clamoring and yelling for the old coin.
No, no. If it's on the ice, you can't argue with it.
When I talk to the IT guys about why our audio fucks up every day, I will then ask them if we can do coin on ice on the TV.
Okay.
Last game of the night. Knights are at the Sharks. Go Sharks. $2 dogs.
Yeah, give me Vegas puck line here.
Knights 60 minute, and then you throw Devils, Stars, and Knights into money line parlay as well.
Okay.
Better hope there's no OT.
No, the money line parlay will be fine.
Oh, you're doing the money line parlay.
Yeah, that's full game. Full game piece.
Good luck.
God bless.
That's
all. Are we done?
No, I got Croatia stinks, so
Bruce trying to fucking skip the coin to the front of the line.
Bruce's been pushing the crack and like he's trying to get a tarp.
He's trying to get an EP credit is what he's trying to do on this program.
Tell him to fix the audio though.
Yeah. Well, actually I might need your help on that one.
France draw no bet tomorrow against Netherlands in a rather large match.
I mean,
I think he just, nope, he didn't mute the board. I thought he muted the board.
What happened?
He just muted himself.
He's had enough. He's done.
Well, Croatia's losing to Turkey. Like, what do you got going on, Bruce? This is the team I've been fucking hearing about.
Really?
Fucking we're laying an egg on a Thursday afternoon.
Really?
I checked the subs. Levi is not with the club. Sub on Bruno Petkovic. Somebody work him the ball. Fuck.
Guffy, sorry. What do you have?
That's all.
What was it, France?
France draw no bet versus Netherlands.
Okay.
Yep. I wouldn't hesitate on France money line plus 125 either if you're feeling frisky.
That crazy bastard's still not with France, I would imagine.
Who's that?
Karim Benzema.
Benzema. Did he retire?
I don't know. Maybe from international play.
Yeah, I think from international.
Otter, send us out of here.
Let's get to it.
I dreamed a dream of a life gone by.
And to go along with the beautiful, beautiful show that we just had on the Pat McAfee show, one of the great guests that we had, Nick Saban says, Success doesn't come from the pie in the sky thinking. It's a result of consciously doing something each day, and it'll add up to overall excellence.
Hell yeah.
Is there commas in there or something?
Yeah, there is like a full period.
Here, let me give it a read.
This one's actually really good. It's just I am not smart enough to be able
Success doesn't come from pie in the sky thinking, period. It is the result of consciously doing something each day that will add your overall excellence.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
The period was a big one there.
Yeah.
Big period.
Big period.
Big period. All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hey, ever. Ah.